listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
The reflection passage today is taken from the first letter of Peter, chapter 2, verse 19 till 25. For it is to your credit if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what is the credit in that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. This passage, which is meant to help us reflect on the work of Christ and the spirit behind the work of Christ, his death and resurrection, we are reminded of the hard reality that when you do the good, it's possible for you to suffer because of it. But this passage also encourages us, because we will get God's approval if we suffer because we're doing the good. And this passage immediately points to the truth that the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the central experience is of someone who is without sin. And yet, he was willing to bear the suffering in order to save us. The passage reminds us of the Isaiah prophecy that by his wounds we are healed. There is something redemptive in what Christ did in embracing the suffering, even if he was without sin. And the good news is, by this, we who were astray have now found ourselves back to the shepherd and guardian of our souls. There is something redemptive in the offering of Jesus of his life on the cross. And the reminder for us is this: if you yourself find yourself challenged in doing the good, remain faithful. If you are doing the good and you are abused and threatened, do not threaten back. A hard saying, a high calling for us disciples. And yet, it is in this message of Jesus telling us, yes, you will suffer, and yet imitate me, because I was willing to carry the burden of the cross in order to save you. When we remain faithful amidst the challenges of trying to be a good disciple, we are encouraged that we have already been saved by the offering of the one who has committed no sin, whose wounds has definitely healed us. God bless us, and I hope this simple message can be a source of encouragement to you today.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.